This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. And as it turns out, Illinois is pretty much the center of the world when it comes to the solar eclipse next week. And that means big things for Illinois tourism. And we're glad to have a few minutes to talk tonight with Illinois Tourism Director Corey Jobe, who's on the line with us. Corey, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you so much.
So let me get this straight. I can see 91%, allegedly, of the solar eclipse right here in Galesburg. Why in the world would I want to go anywhere else other than Galesburg to see this?
Well, I agree with you. Matter of fact, I'm just looking at a release here from Amtrak today that talks about a line they're adding from Chicago to the western part of the state for dedicated for the solar eclipse on Monday. And in Galesburg, Macomb, Quincy, Kewaunee, and Princeton, you're going to see anywhere from 91% to almost a total totality of 97% in Quincy. And many of the communities are working with Amtrak right now. Matter of fact, I was just on the line with the Amtrak officials earlier today, and they indicated that there's a lot of interest because southern Illinois is pretty packed.
In terms of
how to get there, accommodations, how many people, and that the reason that a lot of people are going to southern Illinois, especially the Carbondale area, because that's where NASA is going to be set up, and that is going to be the greatest duration of the solar eclipse. It's going to last for 2 minutes and 41 seconds, to be exact, on Monday afternoon, about 1:20 p.m. Central Time. And there's a lot of activities being planned in Carbondale, especially at SIU. I just learned as well that SIU Saluki Stadium has been sold out. That's where NASA is having a watch party. They sold 24,000 tickets.
Wow.
At $25 a piece for people to sit in Saluki Stadium and for the eclipse. And so there's a lot of activity happening in southern Illinois, but there's a lot of activity across the state, whether it's here on the western side of the state, if it's in Springfield or in Chicago. There is a lot of activity on the eclipse. So I encourage people to get out and view it.
I would imagine, before I ask about the benefit to the whole state, I imagine from your standpoint and maybe from the standpoints of tourism folks down in the Carbondale area, this is almost a good problem to have, having so many people in such perhaps a small space looking to view something they may not ever see in their lifetimes again. That's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. You know, these unique events or special events that occur every so often are great opportunities for tourism. You know, when I was appointed director 2.5 years ago, I remember going to an early planning meeting on the eclipse in Carbondale, and I thought, what is this about? And here 2.5 years later, it has just gone. There's eclipse mania. And in southern Illinois, the 16-county region, in southern Illinois that we are looking at, we're expecting well over 250,000 people in the region for the weekend.
Wow.
And that has a major ripple effect, obviously, in the local economy with, you know, gas stations. And every hotel is practically sold out. It's supply and demand. There are a few hotels left, but the demand is outpacing supply, so they're at a premium price. I know the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources have just issued a statement that there is still campsites available at $25 a night at the historic DuCoin State Fairgrounds in DuCoin and at the World Shooting Complex in Sparta. So those are still available, but a lot of demand in that region because of NASA pinpointing really McCanda, Illinois, which is just south of Carbondale near Giant City Lodge, as the point of total solar eclipse for 2 minutes and 41 seconds, and that's where everybody wants to be.
How much of a ripple effect, if at all, is there for lack of a better term, points north in Illinois?
Well, I can tell you the economic impact. We're looking at it very closely with officials in southern Illinois. We're estimating about a $16 million visitor expenditure impact for the 4-day weekend starting Thursday, starting tomorrow, in the 16-county area. But if you look in terms of, I mean, Amtrak knows what they're doing. If they have put on a special car to go west. And, you know, they put on a special car routes to go south, and it sold out in 24 hours from Chicago. They put on a second line, and it sold out in 5 hours. And so when Amtrak officials announced this line west yesterday to make stops in Princeton, Kewaunee, there in Galesburg, Macomb, and Quincy, and they began to look at the path of the eclipse and practically in totality, there's a great opportunity. People in Chicago and the burbs want to go experience this. But if you're in Chicago, there are several watch parties and activities happening at the Adler Planetarium. There's a watch dance party at the 360 at the top of the Hancock, and other activities with shoreline crews and et cetera. But it's about a 90% coverage for Chicago. So if you're within Illinois and you're in some of these spots on the western part of the state or in Chicago, chances are you're going to have a pretty good view of the eclipse.
You mentioned this earlier, and I want you to expand on it maybe if you can, that you said you first sat in on a planning meeting on this 2.5 years ago when you when you first became tourism director. This isn't something that people just started to realize, although it's gotten overnight, although it's gotten more attention here in recent weeks. This is something special that you've really been trying to plan for a good long while now.
Well, we have. Not only has our four regional convention and visitor bureaus in the southern part of the state been on, they're the frontline offense and defense, and they've been working this very hard. But, you know, you've got to educate. You know, the key here, Will, is we have hundreds of thousands of people, new eyes that are coming into Illinois, in particular southern Illinois, from around the world, that we want to make sure they feel welcome, and that whether that's the gas station attendant, the night clerk at the desk at the hotel, the waiter or waitress at a local restaurant, a coffee barista at a coffee shop, we want to make sure they're all trained and knowledgeable of the region, because this gives us a great opportunity to welcome new faces. We want to welcome them back as a repeat visitor to the state.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that. I'm sorry, Corey. I was just going to ask about that because I imagine that you probably will get some repeat business after the eclipse is over.
Absolutely. You know, that's how it works. It's all about word of mouth, and it's all about experiences. And we want to make sure that people that are visiting the eclipse, for the region for the eclipse, have a great experience and go back and tell their families and family and friends. That's how you continue to grow the industry in the state. And obviously, Southern Illinois is, well, all over Illinois, we're very hospitable, welcoming individuals. But in Southern Illinois, we get a chance to really show what we promote day in and day out to a new group of eyes and visitors, and that's the Shawnee National Forest, the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail with some fantastic wineries, and we have several great artisans and just mom and pop type restaurants and establishments that will be that are ready to welcome a lot of people over the next few days.
One last question. I keep hearing from people in this area that are insistent upon, you know, crossing the border and going to Missouri or Kentucky or whatever to see this eclipse. What would you tell them to try to get them to stay here?
Well, you can see it right here. There's many opportunities. I'm going to give your listeners two website addresses.
Okay.
If listeners are looking to visit Southern Illinois, there's still availability. The best website to find out what's happening with free festivals, paid special events, is at www.carbondaleeclipse.com. And then at our website, we have terrific trip itineraries and suggested tips for the eclipse to keep you busy while you're in the region for the weekend, and that's at www.enjoyillinois.com. But keep in mind, for most of the area of the state, the viewability will be at least 90%, and in southern Illinois, it's going to be at 100%. And so there's no other part in the country that you'll be able to see those type of views. And we've just gotten a few weather reports, and the weather is looking very good for viewability, especially in the southern part of the state, for Monday afternoon.
Excellent. All right. Illinois Tourism Director Corey Jobe, it's been great to talk to you once again. Thanks again for joining us.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Take care. Have a good evening.
Thanks. You too. Again, Corey Jobe, State Tourism Director on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We'll check sports next on WGIL.